This week, thousands of creatives from music, film, interactive, and many others invade Austin, Texas for the 2014 South by Southwest Conference and Festival. In its fourth consecutive year, the Buffalo Lounge provides exposure for participating Oklahoma companies and talent while promoting the state as a frontrunner in the film, music, and interactive industries. I spoke with David Kittredge and Abby Curran of the Idea Collective, the Norman-based company behind the Buffalo Lounge.
We really knew that a whole bunch of people were heading down to Austin separately. And so that's what the Buffalo Lounge serves as, is a chance for Oklahomans in that creative class and the creative culture here to come together to make a bigger impact.
We've taken over a huge venue, provided a showcasing stage for not just the musicians, but for interactive pitch competition events and filmmaker webinars, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the key thing here is that it's a lighthouse for all of those things for Oklahoma. It's a statewide initiative to showcase what we have.
The Buffalo Lounge's interactive event takes place tonight. This event allows attendees to learn more about interactive companies and startups in Oklahoma.
The Buffalo Lounge, and really South by Southwest, interactive is the largest growing industry that's represented at the festival. We have 10 Oklahoma entrepreneurs that will get up on stage and give a 90-second pitch competition to a panel of three angel investors from Oklahoma, and they will be competing for $10,000 in prizes. So it's a really neat opportunity for Oklahoma entrepreneurs to pitch their startup, what they're about, and also get feedback and learn from what they are speaking on.
The Buffalo Lounge will also host a film production incentives webinar, similar to those held at the Sundance Film Festival and the Cannes Film Festival. The goal of this event is to network individuals and companies with those outside of the state and to bring those companies that are outside of the state into Oklahoma.
Partners of this film event include the Oklahoma Film and Music Office. They're our title sponsor of this event. Then we add members of Dead Center Film Festival, Oklahoma City Museum of Art, Toy Gun Films. So really what's represented is not only the incentives the state offers, but also our theaters, our production companies, our film festivals. And so we're able to network and show off the Oklahoma film industry to these outside audience members. And so it's really a chance for us to get to speak about film in Oklahoma and potentially get them to try to come see what's going on in our state.
Every year at the Buffalo Lounge, Oklahoma music has been a primary focus. This year, more than 30 Oklahoma bands will showcase at South By. The new venue, Avenue on Congress, features a downstairs stage and an open-air rooftop stage.
This year, we decided to put a little bit more into the production of a main stage, in a sense. And so we'll have probably about 85 to 90% of our artists playing on that stage. We'll do a couple small things acoustically downstairs. There's about six showcasing bands per night for the official South by Southwest showcases. And we have 6 to 8 per day on the day showcases on that same stage. And I think what we're most excited about is this is the most we put into production. We feel it's important to give as much possible to the bands from a production standpoint on stage with a light show and the best possible PA we can, and put them on a platform on a rooftop right there in the middle of the warehouse district downtown, and just shout it out to the world as much as possible. This is the first year we're going to have that.
Another goal of the Buffalo Lounge is to spotlight Oklahoma's progress in creative industries as an effort to retain its own creatives and become a destination for those seeking work in these industries.
What I feel Oklahoma was doing for the longest time was exporting creative people, maybe up there with as much as they were exporting, you know, natural gas and oil. The millennials and those young executives and the people that are wanting to move to cities that have that developed already, like Austin or like in LA or in New York or, you know, Chicago or Atlanta, didn't really ever look at Oklahoma in that light. I don't know how many countless people I've talked to outside of the state during the Buffalo Lounge in Austin say, I truly had no idea, you know. And I don't think anybody's necessarily still looking at Oklahoma as a bunch of cowboy and Indians, but they still don't necessarily see it as an epicenter for all of those things. And we're changing hearts and minds. It's an amazing thing to see. And some of the comments you hear from those people are make you want to stand on the rooftop and put your fist up and say, you know, we are Oklahoma. It makes it all worthwhile.
The Buffalo Lounge hosts 3 days of Oklahoma film, interactive, and music events starting today in Austin, Texas. Tune in every day this week to hear what Oklahomans are doing at South by Southwest, and you can keep up with my daily South by adventures on Twitter at KOSU Ryan. In Austin, Texas, Ryan LaCroix, KOSU Music.